WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. It is the second hour here on Friday morning, the final day of January. And it was a weird month. It was both the longest month ever, and it also flew by. And I know that that's hard to kind of reconcile two very different positions there, but at times it felt like it was taking forever. And then, like this last week, for example, like just kind of flew right by to me. But maybe a little bit differently for you. Anyway, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We are also, as we head into February, that is also National Hot Breakfast Month. And I want to get out there and do the show on the road as many times as I can at some breakfast places around the South Coast for National Hot Breakfast Month. So if you are one of those breakfast places, I know a lot of you have the radio on in the morning listening to WBSM. If you would like to have me come and broadcast from there, reach out to me, Tim at WBSM.com. If you have a favorite breakfast place that you go to that you would like to see me broadcast from, reach out to me, Tim at WBSM.com. Because, you know, for a couple of reasons. One, sure, it's fun. It's fun to go out and do the show from these places and celebrate the fact that it's National Hot Breakfast Month. That can be a good time for all of us. But also, considering what these breakfast places are going through right now, they could use the help getting the word out about them. So, yeah, I mean, I could go to McDonald's and do the show from there, but everybody knows about the Egg McMuffin, right? Let's go to some places and highlight some places that people don't know about. Maybe some new spots, maybe some places that are off the beaten path. Whatever gets you excited about the place, it'll probably get me excited as well, as a guy who spent a lot of time in the breakfast world. So reach out to me, Tim at WBSM.com. And I will say this for some of the restaurants. Okay, because they're hearing me talk about this and they're saying, yeah, okay, how much is it going to cost me? Well, I'll just say this without getting into all the details and everything. How about nothing? How about you don't have to give us a single dollar for it? So if you want to know all about that and how that works, Tim at WBSM.com. We can set something up. Because I love doing the show from out there. But if I go out and I do the show from these places, I want some of you to come out, because that's the idea. It's not just about featuring them and talking about them on the air. It's about getting you to come out and support them and spend some money and have yourself an omelet or some pancakes or, my preference, French toast. And, you know, minus just a couple of days that I can't do the show on the road. Obviously, we're going to have City Council President Shane Burgo here every Monday in the 8 a.m. hour, starting next Monday, February 3rd. So it'll be easier if I can do that here in the studio. Plus, I usually have to set these up the night before, and it's hard to get a breakfast place to let me in on a Sunday to be able to set up, especially if they're only open for breakfast. And then I can't really go on a Thursday and set up because I'm bowling on Thursdays, so that's a little bit harder. So, you know, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. I'd like to be out every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for the entire month on the road if I can. But you've got to let us know, and you've got to reach out to us and tell us where you want the show to be, or if you own a restaurant, where you want us to go. Tim@WBSM.com. And I always love doing those shows on the road because I bring a second microphone. And that allows for people to be able to go on to my, how am I trying to put this? Be like kind of on my wavelength. It's easier to understand where I'm coming from with something when you're looking at me as opposed to when you're just hearing me. You know? Sometimes I think people accuse me of being critical of things when I'm trying to just be logical about things. And maybe if you could see the face I'm making as I say it, you'd kind of understand. So you can actually sit across the table from me and get involved in this discussion with me. Makes it much better. The other part of it too also is it's really hard for me to yell at you and hang up on you when you're sitting across from me, right? Well, I just said that. Now Mary's like, I'm going to go to every restaurant you're at because then you can't rush me off the air and hang up on me. I would never do that to you. But I'm sure there's going to be some people that want to argue with me about my stance on what happened yesterday with President Trump, because I just felt like that was embarrassing. That was embarrassing, the way that was handled. That was not what we wanted. And, you know, he came out and gave a statement that was what we needed to hear. You know, they use the term consoler in chief, and that's what you're looking for. And basically, he had one job, two things he had to come out and say. You know, our hearts are with the families of those who are affected, and we're going to do everything we can to find out what happened and get to the truth of this. And also, this is an isolated incident and it's safe to fly. That's all we needed to hear. And instead, we heard about DEI with no proof whatsoever that had anything to do with this. Because just the idea that it would that a DEI program would cause an airline crash is so far beyond the pale anyway. Like, what happens? What happens? Somebody walks in and they say, hey, I'm a minority or I'm a disabled person and I think I want to be an air traffic controller. Okay, well, you fit the quota. Check. You're an air traffic controller now. Hey, we just got ourselves a completely blind air traffic controller. Let's pat ourselves on the back. Is that what you think happens? The way that that's the thing. I don't think anybody in the Trump administration has any idea how these programs work. And by the way, if they're so offensive, these programs that have been around forever, why didn't they do something about them the first time? If this program of hiring people with quote-unquote severe disabilities, which is the language on the FAA website, why didn't they do something about it the first time? Because they had the same policy in place. It's been there since 2013. Snopes has a screenshot from 2020 in which that was the hiring policy. And also, Donald Trump came out and lied. He came out and told you that this was a policy that was rushed into place a week before he took over as president on January 14th. Except the articles that he was reading from, a Fox News article and a Daily Mail, I think it was the other one. Those were from January 14th of 2024. So it was a year ago that those stories were published. And that was not new news then. Because this has been the policy since at least 2013. So if that's the case, why haven't we had more of these? Why is this the deadliest air crash in 24 years? Why have we had so few of these actual disasters that have happened? If we've got all these apparently, in his eyes, dumb people that are there just to be diversity hires. Because it's not true. And I need all of you to utilize your brains. You know, Donald Trump says he knows that it's true because he has common sense and a lot of people don't. Well, I will call what he has uncommon sense because you shouldn't have the same sense that he has. But if you use your own legitimate version of common sense, you'll think to yourself that people have to be highly qualified to have those jobs. You can't fake your way through a job like that. And if that's the case, why did this happen after he gutted the FAA? After they forced him out, the head of the FAA. He just threw a bunch of crap against the wall to avoid everybody talking about those things and instead blamed it on President Biden. And then when somebody said, well, it's been up there since before President Biden, since before you were president. Oh, okay. Well, then President Obama. Maddening. It was maddening listening to that yesterday. That he was using the death of these people. The horrific, tragic deaths of these people. As a way to attack his predecessors. Never seen a sorer winner in my life. And I heard the conversations yesterday. I heard Barry. I heard the callers until I couldn't listen anymore and had to put on headphones. This is exactly what we want. This is what we need. What did you need? Because what did you get? Whatever you thought you were getting there was a smokescreen. You got a guy that read a bunch of conspiracy theories that people were putting out on Twitter yesterday or on Truth Social. And then started jumping on those. Without any proof, without any information, without any answers yet. They hadn't even recovered the black boxes yet. They were still pulling bodies out of the water. And he came out with that. Well, he's pointing out the important things. No, the important thing is to say, we don't know what happened yet. We're going to find out. And not speculate on what you think went on. If this had happened under Joe Biden, he came out and said, you know, we're looking into this, but it appears that the pilot of the plane and the pilot of the helicopter were both MAGA Republicans. People would be like, what does that have to do with anything? Why are you bringing that up? It doesn't make any sense to me. I got a comment that came in. It was totally disgusting. To blame DEI is just beyond evil. He should have tried bringing the country together, but so typical of Donald Trump to continue to divide. So what do you think? 508-996-0500. You can send your app chat messages. Oh, here comes Dan in New Bedford. He knew it was only a matter of time. I'm not even going to point out. Well, you know what? I will point out. Just the hypocrisy of your entire post. That I can't help myself to use this as a way to bash Donald Trump when what I'm saying is that he used the tragedy to bash Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Pete Buttigieg. Try taking your head out of Donald Trump's butt, Dan, and then you can actually see the world the way it really is instead of just hearing whatever he's saying echoing back down into your ears. Because what happened yesterday is exactly what you are accusing me of. but you're either willfully ignorant about it and ignoring that, or just so blinded by your dislike of the fact that I have a different opinion than you that you can't see it for yourself. And you know what, Dan? You're still listening. You still listen when you know I'm going to do. What'd you think was going to happen today? What'd you think I was going to come in and say, oh, good job, Donald Trump. You changed my mind. You're going to listen for the next 1,450 days to me telling you what a moron he is and what a moron you probably are for voting for him. Welcome into the next 4 years. Enjoy the show. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'll tell you. Donald Trump, didn't they wonder why, you know, that people call him a racist and they say the things they say? Because to say what he said yesterday was the most stupidest, asinine, unsensitive thing. I mean, it was, I couldn't believe it. And even there's a gentleman that calls you guys all the time. His name is Paul. Real smart guy. Well informed. Right? And he called up on Barry's show and said that, you know, he was totally against what Donald Trump said. He said because he's, you know, he just said it to push his own agenda, et cetera, et cetera. And I was really, really surprised to hear him say that because he's usually, you know, 100 degrees the opposite way. But, you know, Howie Cobb, Barry, they walk it back and they make excuses. You know, I think that's what bothers me most about people that support Donald Trump is that even when he does things that are uncolorful, wrong, insensitive, just they'll just make excuses for him. Oh, well, you know, the reason why he said it is because blah, 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 right? Just say it. Hey, he's wrong. You know, without a doubt. And that always bothers me. And I have people in my family that support Donald Trump. I don't think it's about supporting him. It's about the things he does.
There's a difference between you know, supporting somebody as a politician and supporting something that somebody does as a human being. And I think, you know, anybody that's a compassionate and an understanding person understands that that's not the moment to air your grievances and to take shots at people. Like, that's
right.
If he had just walked off after he made a statement and said, hey, guys, no questions today. You know, this is, we can answer questions when we know more information. You know, I would have had more respect for it than, you know, and I wouldn't have said, you know, oh, you can't stand there and answer questions because, you know, what can you really say beyond what you've already said in the statement because you don't know anything at that point? And I think in the absence of information, I think more than anything, I don't think he went out there and said, you know what, I think I am going to go out there and blame this on everybody. I think that was more that, you know, just stream of consciousness, what was entering his brain as they were asking those questions.
You know, I guess, you know, that's who he is. I mean, when you listen to these people, you know, on the campaign trail, they go, friends of his, people that work with him, family, and they say, this is who this man is. But they don't believe it.
Right.
They just go, oh, right. Make America great again.
I'm going to take back what I just said when I said that I don't think that he necessarily went out there with that agenda, that it just came into his mind. I'm going to take that back because I just remembered that they paraded out Hegseth, Vance. They all went, you know, they went out there and they said the same thing first. So
right.
It was planned, and that was the approach they were going to take, which makes it even more disgusting.
Absolutely. All right. I'll see you, Tim.
Have a great day. All right. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. A secret pain. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. We'll take more of your calls coming up after the news. But right now, let's go into the newsroom and get all of the latest from Phil Devitt.
Details about the victims in the D.C. plane helicopter collision. Trump's nominees face questions on Capitol Hill. And what to expect from the Grammys this weekend.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The plane crash in Washington, D.C. claimed the lives of 67 people, including figure skaters, their families, and coaches returning from a competition, a college student returning from her grandfather's funeral, two Chinese nationals, and a group of hunters were also among the victims. The crash involved a commercial jet and an Army helicopter with no survivors. Communities are grieving the loss. Investigations are underway to determine the cause. It's the country's deadliest aviation disaster in more than 20 years. Black boxes were fished from the water on Thursday. President Donald Trump began Thursday's White House briefing with a moment of silence for victims, but quickly turned to blaming diversity hiring for the disaster without a shred of evidence. Trump suggested lower standards in federal aviation jobs contributed to the crash, though investigators have yet to determine a cause. He also pointed fingers at the pilot, air traffic control, and Democratic leaders, including Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. Pressed by reporters doing their job, Trump defended his claims, citing common sense rather than concrete proof. A dramatic day on Capitol Hill as three of President Trump's most controversial nominees, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, and Kash Patel, faced intense Senate confirmation hearings. Gabbard defended her loyalty amid accusations of foreign ties. Kennedy clashed with senators over his anti-vaccine views, and Patel sparred over past election fraud claims and support for January 6th rioters. With Republicans holding a slim Senate majority, the fate of these nominees remains uncertain. Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking case has new details in a superseding indictment. Prosecutors allege Combs sexually trafficked at least three women over a 20-year period, 4 years longer than previously stated. The indictment accuses Combs of using his influence to coerce women into commercial sex acts, using force, threats, and violence. One allegation states Combs dangled a victim off a hotel balcony. His lawyer maintains his innocence and criticizes the prosecution's portrayal of consensual acts. Marianne Faithfull, the iconic British singer, songwriter, and actress, has died. Known for her sultry voice and rebellious spirit, Faithfull was a muse to the Rolling Stones, inspiring and contributing to some of their greatest hits. Her own musical career spanned decades, marked by raw honesty and vulnerability in albums like Broken English. Faithfull's life was marked by both glamour and hardship, including struggles with addiction and health issues, which she openly shared in her music and memoirs. She leaves behind a legacy as a true icon of rock and roll. Marianne Faithfull was 78. And the 67th Annual Grammy Awards will be broadcast live this Sunday from Los Angeles' Crypto.com Arena on CBS and Paramount Plus starting at 8 p.m. here on the East Coast. Trevor Noah returns as host for the fifth time, and performances include Billie Eilish, Shakira, and a Quincy Jones tribute. While the show will go on as planned, Recording Academy and Music Industry are focusing on wildfire relief efforts. Many events have been canceled and funds redirected to those affected. Viewers can stream the show through various platforms and catch red carpet coverage online.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics face the New Orleans Pelicans tonight at 8, and the Boston Bruins face the New York Rangers home at TD Garden on Saturday afternoon.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Cloudy with rain developing, lasting into the night, a high of 38 degrees. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 36. And on Sunday, mainly cloudy with a chance of light rain or snow showers later in the day, a high of 34. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM. Get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
No.
if you are standing on top of the world right now, or at least, you know, just outside, standing on the earth, then, which really, when you think about it, we're all kind of standing on top of the world at any given time, right? But it looks like the rain is on its way here, so might have been more appropriate to play the Eurythmics. Maybe I will after the next break, because here comes the rain again. Although, better rain than snow, especially with it being January 31st, tomorrow, February 1st, and then Sunday, it's Groundhog Day. So, we'll find out for sure when Punxsutawney Phil lets us know with absolute certainty, 100% guaranteed, nothing is more trustworthy than whether or not the groundhog sees his shadow, right? It's just fun. It's just fun. Speaking of fun, of course, I'm going to have fun with the comments that come in whenever I say anything about Donald Trump, and all the Trump sycophants out there have to write in and tell me how terrible I am on App Chat. I appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that even though you think I'm a worthless human being, you're still listening every morning. The pork man in Little Falls, though, says, thanks for talking about Trump regarding the crash in D.C. All he had to do is express empathy for the lives lost and say they're looking into what happened. But he can't. It's like watching a cat try to turn a doorknob. He can't do it nor understand other people's pain. So much winning. And that's what I think he started to do when he came out and he made his prepared statement. And if you had left it at that, it would have been fine. Because you don't know what was going on. And already people were questioning why he put out the, I guess, what do they call them? Truths? When you put it out on Truth Social? I mean, I've never seen a more ironic name for anything in my life. But he put out these truths. Okay. This truth, and then, you know, it became a tweet where he was already putting out information that was just speculation. And so people were like, oh, maybe you really shouldn't be doing that. And then he went out and doubled down in the press conference and came out and said things that were just not true. For example, just coming out and citing that he was reading a Fox News article from a week before he entered office that said, you know, they're making this the Biden administration was making a frantic last minute FAA diversity push right before he took office, because this came out on January 14th. He was reading an article from January 14th of 2024. Now it's January. I'll give people the benefit of the doubt through January when you get the date wrong, okay? When you see something that says January 14th, 2024, your mind is still thinking 2024. And you might be like, oh yeah, that was a week ago. It happens to me all the time. So I can totally understand that. But I'm also not the president of the United States. I'm also not briefed and prepared, or supposedly briefed and prepared on things. Somebody gave him that article. He didn't go Google it and find it and then bring that up and read it. Somebody gave him that. So was that person stupid enough to not check the date? And then he was dumb enough to go along with it? Or did they think that you were dumb enough that they could tell you it happened a week ago and you'd believe it? It's the latter that should be more concerning to you. And the same language that he is criticizing was on the FAA website and was the FAA's hiring policy when he was president the first time. And the Trump era FAA also pushed to hire people with disabilities. They put out actual hiring pushes looking for people with these targeted disabilities. And it's only a small fraction of the people that they actually hire. According to the fact checkers out there, the agency's annual goal for hiring people with targeted disabilities has been in the vicinity of 2%. And they're probably not the air traffic controllers. Because, you know, you don't want to hire somebody with a vision impairment as an air traffic controller, for example. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
All right. Yeah, he came out as, you know, I thought he was going to be like a human being. And it really looks, that even looks fake when he was, you know, saying about the people dying and stuff like that. And then he went into the Democrat thing. And he's a mess. The guy's a mess. But they keep defending him. They defended him all day long. He got defended for what he did. And he's back. He's back. The guy, I don't know. I don't know how people can just keep believing this man. How did they do that?
I don't know. And I don't know if it's actual belief or if it's willful ignorance. If it's I'm just going to put, you know, logic aside because he's going to give me what I want. And then it becomes, at some point it becomes, well, I just can't admit that I made a mistake in voting for him. And, you know, how long is it going to be till we get to that point? Because there's a lot of Trump voters who have already reached that point, you know, a week in.
Yeah, I believe that too, yeah. I called the afternoon show. Of course, he blasted me right off, you know, because that's right when Trump was talking. It was right after he got done talking. And it was, you know, it was like, I'm telling you what the guy's saying, and twist it into something else. I mean, so that didn't go over that great. So you really can't make any points any there. Can't make any sense. No sense at all. But I do have one thing good to say, though. What is that? We have a guy that calls us Johnny OneNote.
Johnny OneNote, yes. From the OneNote Ranch.
Johnny OneNote, and now we got Jimmy Two Phone. That's
I'm going to get the two of them. I'm going to get the two of them in the same room to prove to you that you're wrong.
Oh yeah, I want to see that. Okay.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And I think, you know, that is going to be an issue going forward. Is you're going to hear stuff that isn't true. Because Donald Trump, throughout his entire life, this isn't just a political thing. It's the way that he's always done things. He's always been one to try to control the narrative. It's a trick that he learned from Roy Cohn. The truth is what you tell people the truth is. And that's what he's always done. His entire career. The Art of the Deal, most of the stuff in that book was made up. But it doesn't matter. Like you can build your own mythology, I guess, when you are just a real estate developer. And a celebrity more than anything. And let's face it, people didn't like Donald Trump in the 80s because he was a real estate developer. That wasn't what attracted people to him. They liked his personality. They liked his flamboyance. They liked the fact that he was, you know, DJAF even back then. They liked that about him. And when you are that kind of person and that's what people are gravitated to, they don't care if you rewrite the facts. They don't care if you create a mythology. It's entertaining. It's funny. The reporters who covered him in the 80s probably thought that it was funny. And in fact, I know I've seen them talk about it. They thought it was funny when he would call up as Donald Trump's, you know, PR person, John Barron, and he would tell them information about Donald Trump for them to print. And everybody knew that it was Donald Trump. They knew that this guy wasn't, you know, that John Barron didn't exist. They knew it was Donald Trump pretending. And some of them thought that he actually thought he was fooling people, and that made it funnier to them that he was that dumb to think that they were going to fall for it. And some of them thought that he was in on the fact that they were in on the joke. So it was kind of like a mutual, like, I'm going to do this and, you know, you laugh at it. And you know what I mean? Like, I'm still getting the story and I'm going to put up with this weird eccentricity that you're using to get it to me. You know, like, you can do that kind of stuff when you're just a celebrity real estate developer. Or later on, a TV game show host. But you can't do that stuff when you're the president of the United States, when people are looking to you for factual information. At a time when, and in the absence of fact, don't create noise to fill in that void. Just say, we'll have all the information for you when it's complete. It would be wrong of us to speculate anything. Because if you honestly believe that this is somehow related to a DEI hiring practice, your investigation will prove that. And then you can come out and say, 30 days later, or whenever they have the report fully done, you can say, we've done our report. And unfortunately, we have to say, we think this is the result of these DEI practices, and here's the proof for it. But the reason why you can't wait to say that is because it's not true. Because you've got to get that false narrative out now before the actual facts come out later. Because then it makes it easier for your believers and fans to say, well, of course they're saying that now, but he already told us the truth. They're lying because he told us this on January 30th, so what they're saying now on February 28th can't be true. That's how you set up what it is that he is trying to set up here, which is a control of the information. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments if I, you know, don't get yanked off the air by the FCC because Donald Trump wants to control the information. We'll be right back. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. We've got all the Facebook tough guys coming out. If you go check out WBSM's Facebook page, I have a reel there to try and encourage some people to know what we're talking about, know what the conversation is this morning, and tune in and listen and call in and chime in and give some opinions. You know, just trying to branch out and have different ways for you to have your voice heard. And all the Tim bashers are showing up, right? Because they don't like the fact that I'm using this as an excuse to bash Donald Trump. Wait a minute, you buffoons. You listen to what I'm saying. Take the Donald Trump bias off of it and just listen to what I'm saying. I know that you're all such over the moon supporters of the guy. You can never see when he's done something wrong. But I'm being accused of using a tragedy to bash Donald Trump. I am bashing Donald Trump for using a tragedy to bash Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Pete Buttigieg. So you can't, it doesn't work both ways. You can't tell me that what I'm doing is wrong, but then say what he did is right. The hypocrisy, is it hypocrisy or is it idiocy? Are you that dumb or are you just hypocritical? I don't know anymore. I don't know. This is the real derangement syndrome, to not be able to see the actual truth and facts that are happening in front of your own eyes. And whether that's by choice or by lack of logic, I don't know. But you're going to be in for a long 4 years if you don't like what I have to say. Don't listen. Don't pay attention. Don't watch the videos. Come back at 9 o'clock when Chris McCarthy's on. I'm going to keep telling you that all the time. I'm probably the only radio host that's going to say, I don't care if you listen to me or not. I just care if you come back and listen to the people that you do want to hear. I know I'm not everybody's cup of tea. Especially being on a talk radio station where people lean conservative. I don't care. I'm not in this for the ratings. I'm not in this for the adoration of anybody. I'm here to speak what my true feelings are, just like all the other hosts do. Let's take a call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. Very briefly, I just want to thank you for being the voice of reason. When down is up and up is down and in is out and nothing seems sensible anymore, you have made such wonderful points today, and I just wanted to thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
I hope you have a great, I hope we all have a great day, given the circumstances. But I have given up trying to convince anyone of the insanity of the current situation. And I just don't know where to go to try to turn the light on for them. And if you know a way, please let us know, because I can't figure it out.
I wish I did. I mean, I have this platform to be able to try to convince people and show them, and obviously it's not working. So I wish I had an answer for you.
Well, me too. But again, thank you, Tim.
Instead, we'll just keep this as a place to come and commiserate about it all.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Okay. You too. Bye.
All right. I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Be right back. All right, and we're going to be going into the news in just a moment. However, we will be able to take more of your phone calls coming up in the next hour, so you can call up and discuss and debate with me if you'd like to. I mean, it's easy to type in app chat messages and comments online, but it's another thing to have a discussion, right? So, you know, we can go, then it's easier to go back and forth. I can't always jump onto the comments and respond, you know, while the show's going on. I try to get to some of them during the commercials, again, because I'm trying to have it so that we have a variety of ways that people's voices can be heard. You know, the media landscape's changing. We're trying to meet you where you are so that you can be involved in discussion, because we know that you're listening, we know that you're paying attention, but not everybody wants to call in and be on the phone. So I get it. But also, some of these discussions go beyond just what we can type back and forth to each other too, because sometimes tone doesn't work the way that you think that it does. You know, you might type something with the clearest of intentions, but it comes across as sounding differently, or it's in however the person decides to read it. But we'll continue to try to make it so that the conversation can happen in a variety of different ways. I was going to start trying to work on, you know, building the TikTok side of things, because I think that'd be a great interactive place for us with a new audience. But I don't know now, with TikTok, what's going to happen. Thankfully, I still have it on my phone, so I have it downloaded, but I don't know. Is it worth doing it? If that's a place where you'd like to interact with us, let me know. Tim@WBSM.com, and we can put in the effort. But, you know, it works for other types of stations, but I just wonder what would happen if we started using it for